The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, were her grandparents trying to warn her even though they have both passed away?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts and try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Harper's with me today. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing very, very good. How about you, Carol?
We're good. We're good. I guess I'm speaking on me and my behalf of me and my cats. I'm not sure why I said we're good. I'm good.
That's good.
But we haven't talked to each other for a couple weeks.
No, we have not. And I feel like it's just been such a scramble over the weekends and stuff.
I know, because like, now with Harper back in school, we usually record on the weekends. And sometimes it's hard to figure it out between your schedule and my schedule.
But because sometimes I have stuff going on and sometimes I don't. So it's just really weird.
You know, it's like during the week, you get so busy with all school stuff. And I don't want you to not focus on that. That's kind of important. Just
sadly enough,
you.
Yeah.
Tennis lessons going good?
Yeah, tennis lessons are going good. In fact, my stepsister joined and started doing tennis lessons with me. Now we have two different, like we have same classes, but now we both do tennis lessons on Monday and Wednesday. So that's fun.
Oh, that's really fun. So you get to do it twice a week.
Yeah.
Yay for you.
And I still want to go into private lessons because those lessons are group lessons, but yeah.
You know, the group lessons are going to help you kind of get the sport down and the rules and all of that stuff. And then the private lessons will help get your game down.
Yeah, because me and Cameron both kind of suck at tennis.
I am going to be honest. I always kind of did too. But you know what? It'll set you up for playing really great pickleball.
Yeah. Seriously. I'm not the biggest fan of pickleball.
Well, when you come here, we should go play pickleball.
I'll try.
Harper's going to come to my town in December.
Yes, I'm so excited to do that. I'm so excited to go see one of your plays that you write, too.
Yes, I've got a play, a Christmas play that I wrote, and we're going to go see that and hang out, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait to see you. Let's hear a ghost story. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Says, I am writing from a small town in Ontario, Canada. I have so many stories I can share as I am very sensitive to spirits and energies, and I can even receive messages. This part's interesting. Usually from victims of terrible events trying to get messages to family. For example, 9/11 victims.
Oh, really?
Could you imagine?
Is it specifically like horrible tragedies or?
She said usually from victims of terrible events.
I wonder why. Is it like that?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's like, I wonder if it's almost like making it like a beacon, a negative energy. In, not necessarily negative, but like negative, like events almost.
And wouldn't that be awkward to, you know, try to contact somebody and say, hey, you know, I want to tell you I've got a message from your loved one? Because I would think you'd get a lot of pushback on that. And people would just be like, yeah, you don't know me. You're crazy. So it would make it hard if you really were getting these messages from people to be like, I got a message. So I think that I would love to know a little bit more about that in particular. I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah, I do think that's very fascinating too.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Did you know that the temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets, inspired by NASA. Yeah, that NASA. See, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. What a concept. Actually, who even knew that sheets could do this to begin with? And how about this? Self-cleaning, another concept. How is this possible? These sheets are infused, like I said, with that silver, which prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer. Say goodbye to those old musty odors. Miracle sheets are luxurious. They're comfortable without the high price tag of other luxurious brands, and they feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some five-star hotels. Go to trymiracle.com/ghost to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code GHOST at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/ghost to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/ghost to treat yourself.
So here's the story. It says, this one is personal and definitely my favorite. I have lived in the same house for 30 years, and before me, my mom grew up and was raised in this house by my grandparents. It's a duplex with a 2-bedroom apartment above the house. We lived in the apartment when I was younger, and my grandparents lived in the house below. Then my parents purchased the house, and my grandparents moved to the apartment. I was half raised by my grandparents, and we were very close. In 2013, I took a year off from college to take care of my grandma who had Alzheimer's, and unfortunately, that year she passed away. That is so kind of her to take a year off from college and help out.
Yeah, that
is so hard to find help for elderly people. I'm going through that right now with my own mother. It's just hard. It's hard to juggle it all. My grandpa was extremely lonely, and I spent as much time with him as I could. One evening, I was sleeping in the apartment with him, and I woke up as it felt like someone sat on the end of the bed on my feet. I thought it was him, and I woke up startled, but no one was there. I felt extremely uneasy and shook it off. A couple of months later, my grandpa unexpectedly passed away. We say it was from a broken heart. And you know what? I agree. I think when you're with...
Wait, can you pass away from a broken heart? Is that a thing?
You know what? I believe in that. I believe that you can get, you know, when you've lived your whole life with somebody, maybe 50, 60 years, and I think you just become so depressed and you just don't care. I think that kind of sets in motion some things. And it's because your heart is broken because you don't care. So literally broken heart, I mean, I'm sure that your heart can break in a number of different ways. But I think you could just be so sad, too. Yeah. So it says, after this, I became extremely sensitive to spiritual activity. I received messages from spirits and felt negative/positive energies in various locations. I have tons of stories. Anyways, after they both passed away, various things started happening in the apartment and our house. The TV in the basement would turn on. The stereos would turn on. And sometimes I could hear what sounded like my grandpa playing his old-timey country music through the floor, and it sounded as if it was coming from the apartment upstairs. A few years passed and I moved into the apartment with my then boyfriend. It sounds like this family just rotates from the main house to the apartment to back to main house to apartment. And again, things started happening. I was using the restroom and I heard a clear knock on the door. It was unmistakable. The apartment had old solid wooden doors and I heard the tapping clearly. I opened the door thinking it was my boyfriend, but found him on the phone in our bedroom. He denied knocking on the door and was laughing at me for being so spooked. A few weeks later, I was alone in the apartment, sleeping during the day as I worked the night shift at that time. Again, I felt someone sit on my feet at the end of the bed. It was real. It felt like a person. They were even warm. I woke up abruptly again, thinking it was my boyfriend waking me up when he got home from work. No one was there. It was the middle of the day. Years passed, and I eventually left that relationship with my boyfriend from that time, as it was extremely negative in so many ways. It took a lot of healing. I now live in that apartment with my husband and 8-month-old daughter, and nothing has occurred. I feel their presence, but it's positive. I can't help but think they were trying to warn me away from my boyfriend at the time and couldn't get their messages through to me. From time to time, my daughter will stare at the corners of the ceiling, smile, laugh, or babble away in the corner of her bedroom. I laugh and ask her if it's her great-grandpa Lenny and great-grandma Marie. So do you think, say there was the spirit of her grandparents there, and she doesn't go into great detail about this boyfriend, but just she said it was extremely negative in so many ways. Do you think they could have been kind of trying to get through to her and be like, he needs to go? This is not
healthy. I do definitely see that, yeah.
Because I love at the end, she says that I feel their presence, but it's positive. And other things were happening, like knocking on the door. That would be to get your attention. You know, maybe it's the things they were trying to do. Like, literally, wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think the grandparents were trying to warn her about that. Yeah, definitely.
Because don't you think if it was something else, that would have continued? It'd still be going
on. Yeah, I do. And they wouldn't have just gone from negative to positive like that. Not necessarily negative, but like almost like trying to get your attention to just like calm and positive. Like as soon as like.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. It's more like an attention getting thing.
Yeah, not negative, essentially.
So I personally love the idea of her grandparents being there just as kind of protectors and watching over her, and especially watching over her little baby. That gives me like a warm and fuzzy feeling. I think that's sweet.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a very like good story.
Okay, here is our next story.
I have quite a few stories, but I'm going to call back with a lot of the other creepier ones. I'm going to start with the one that started everything. I was really little. I was maybe about 5 or 6. At the time, I was living in Jackson, and we meaning my family, had lived in this house in Jackson for years. I had been living there since I was born, and we lived there until I was about 14 years old. And from that time, just in that time period that we were there, stuff got real dark real fast, and we were told by pastors, priests, that it was evil and it was dark and that we needed to either get out or get some kind of help. But it didn't start off mean. Now, when I was really little, when I was like 5 or 6, I had left my like a teddy bear or like a blanket or something down in the basement where we were playing, and I had asked my brother and his friend to come downstairs with me because I was super freaked out in the basement. I never went down there by myself. I asked them to come downstairs with me to come get it. So we go to the stairs, we turn the light on, and there's like that patch of light that when you turn the light on from the hall, it just extends so far and then just cuts off. I had a little Tonka truck that was sitting there in the light. And as we're walking down the stairs, we hear a rocking, or we have like a rocking horse, like an old rocking horse with the metal springs and everything. we heard that start rocking, like, violently, like, not, like, back and forth, like, violently, like, it was shaking. And that Tonka truck that was sitting in the light, that had moved all by itself from the light into where you, the dark, where you couldn't see it anymore. And then we saw, what we saw was one of our remote control cars. We thought that its headlights had turned on, but we saw two red lights underneath a table that we had left these cars. Now, scared shitless, we run back upstairs and we said, forget it. And then the next morning, my brother and I went downstairs to go grab my stuff, and that Tonka truck was there or whatever, and we went to go look at the remote control cars, and those cars were not under that table. There was nothing underneath that table. And we had gone to ask my parents, and we're little, so mind you, they're going to try to make sure that I'm not, like, scared or anything. So they basically told me that it was nothing. You were seeing stuff. You and your brother are imagining things. Don't worry about it. There's nothing here. And I tried to tell them, well, these lights turned on. Those cars aren't there. Did you guys move them? They're like, no, we haven't even been in the basement. But we used to see, like, shadow figures. The main one that we would see was, like, we had all seen it. It was a little boy. And you could make out its distinct figure. It was definitely a boy. He would stand around corners and kind of, like, peek around the corner and stare at you. He would, like, run from room to room, but it wasn't running. You didn't hear footsteps. You would just catch it off the corner of your eye, and you would look, and you would see. It looked like someone was, like, jumping from one bedroom to the next, and it was made the hair on the back of your neck stand up, give you chills. It was pretty freaky. That's my first story. Not that scary, but like I said, I'll get into the crazy stuff a little bit later. I'm hoping to become an EPP soon. I just recently discovered your show about 2 weeks ago when I started my new job, and I've been catching up on older episodes, and I am addicted. The work day flies by, and it's great. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Love the show. It's fantastic. I appreciate that you guys have a podcast dedicated to real stories from people that have been through some pretty creepy shit. So thanks, guys.
So what do you think about that? That's pretty creepy stuff. And then he's like, he said they were scared shitless, but it sounds like there was a, like, crazier stuff that happened than that.
Yeah, and I was when he said, like I'll get to the crazy stuff later, like, I want to hear more.
It's like, why do we have to wait till later? Why can't you just share that right now?
Yeah, I mean, like, that was a fairly short story, but
and it was creepy. And I get, and sometimes, you know, when you're a kid, you go to your parents and it's like, yeah, whatever, and you don't feel heard. I mean, you're a kid, you have to experience that.
But I feel your like dad's so many parents good. Just like sum it up to like being like an imagination, or like they mm-hmm. read or watched something scary that like made them imagine things.
I definitely think that can happen.
I do think that can happen, but I also think that's only what, like, parents muck it up to be. But in reality, it's really not.
And I think those stories definitely happen. You can tell in his voice. Years later, he remembers it. He knows what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
But I get why the parents, because then it's tough, too, because even if they're having experiences, do they want to acknowledge it to you? Because is that going to scare you even more?
Exactly.
So that would be a tough situation to be in as a parent. Like, okay, I'm having this stuff happen to me. My kids are having this stuff. But what do I do? What do I tell them? And I don't know if there's a really good answer. I would think that would all be case by case.
Yeah.
Family by family. Okay, so that said, that guy's got to call back in with the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah, I bet he does.
Because that just simply was not enough of it.
Yeah.
We need more. More, please.
Give us more.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.